Hello, heroes, and welcome to adventure. Hello, heroes, and welcome to another episode of Adventure. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em, it's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em, my heart's so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon!
Gotta catch 'em all.
Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon!
Meow, that's right.
Bright and gloom.
Okay, we pan into another warehouse, which is actually surprisingly proving to be like a dominant setting in this particular adventure.
Is this a different warehouse?
It's a different warehouse.
Okay. Why aren't we in the woods? We did good. We're doing real good.
I'm really proud of us. Yeah, that's incredible.
And we stole that plasma screen. We did not buy it.
I really feel like we're hitting our stride right now.
We're pretty much on top. This is the best it's ever been.
This is how it should always be. Team Rocket at the top and the Poketwerps at the bottom.
Well, you know what? This is how it'll be from now on.
Yeah, I just paid for one newspaper, but I took the whole stack from the thing. Look.
And the newspaper actually says, town wedding called off, because that's all that's happening right now. And it says, will the wedding still occur? Show up at the town square at 7 p.m. tomorrow, just in case.
Informal attire.
Informal attire. And as you guys are all really, really happy and feel you're on top of the world, what should happen but you get a phone call from the boss. And it's in Giovanni's voice, so it's like, ring, 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 telephone, telephone, ring, 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 telephone, telephone.
We get in a tableau first before we answer.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, but it's one of those ones that forms an R.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
James is making up the back part of the R. He's standing up straight, but throwing his head back dramatically while sniffing a rose.
Okay, so then obviously Jessie's hair swoop makes the... and then she's sticking out one leg to make the R part of the R.
Meowth is just between like the back part of the R and the bent part of the R, like lying on his stomach with his hands below his chin.
Does one of you answer the call or?
Oh, we
we do it in unison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Team Rocket.
We'll work on it.
Giovanni looks down and says, "Oh, I see. You've made an R. Very good."
And that's not
Team
the
Rocket. That's Team Rocket.
Yes, I can see that.
And that's not the only thing that we've accomplished today.
We've not only stolen the Pokemon that we did earlier, but we've captured that pesky Pikachu.
Show me.
Unfurl a meticulously black velveted thing to have the vacuum sealed Pikachu.
He's like in a cage and he's just upset.
And you've clamped like tape over his face, so he's like.
That's so sad.
Very good. You captured a Pikachu, a Pokemon that you can find in Viridian Forest.
That's right.
They're very rare in Viridian Forest. And this is no ordinary Pikachu.
Oh, this is the Pikachu you've been trying to capture for the better part of a year and a half?
That's right. And we're ready for extraction at any time. Why, this is the biggest Poke plunder of the century.
Well, I hope you can wait a little bit longer. Or have you forgotten the reason I sent you to that town?
No, I got the newspapers.
Giovanni just looks mad and says, I can't believe I wasted two of our spare Rocket Grunt Pokemon on this.
What do you mean? This is a huge, overwhelming success.
I only paid for one.
Do you guys send out the Nidoqueen and Nidoking? Do you know what those sound like?
Oh. Let's just make that up.
Nido King.
Nido King's like
Nido King.
All right, it's Nido King, isn't it?
Nido King's like my, like one of my absolute favorite Pokemon.
Snail Queen.
We should know because it's in. It,
should we look it up
in,
real quick?
Yeah,
I think we got it.
But there's Nido one King in the Pokemon movie, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There is in. Yeah. It's one of the ones that fight.
Well, what's the Pokeball sound?
It's like a, well, there's two. There's like thump, 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 when you actually throw it. And then the like a beam noise.
Ah, a Nidoking and a Nidoqueen. Excellent work.
These are the Nidoking and Nidoqueen of Mulberry Town.
What are their attacks? Show me.
Of course. Nidoking, Power Curl.
Nido King just turns around to look at you and disdainfully claws.
Well, we can't until after the wedding.
What?
We know that.
Did we? Did we?
No, I'm fine with you knowing that.
Okay. I thought we did, right?
I think Jesse knows that, so maybe you can exposit.
You can get mad at him and explain. Okay. Why don't you exposit? Get mad and exposit.
Yes, Jesse whacks.
With a newspaper that Meowth.
Yes.
Obviously.
No, my God. Yes, she takes a newspaper, folds it, and whacks James.
Oh! Ooh. Okay.
Save that for after the wedding.
Learning all sorts of things today.
No.
This is great.
No.
Fan fiction.
No, that's not what happens.
This is fan fiction, baby.
He gets very scared.
Oh, I'm scared. I'll be as scared as you want.
No.
No. So the Nido King and Nido Queen cannot be controlled until after the wedding.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes, that's the entire reason that we were getting married.
So you dummies are just showing me a bunch of Pokemon you can't even control?
Well, not yet. James takes out a Pokeball and, like,
and retracts them in perfect synchronicity.
So there needs to be a wedding.
Well, don't worry. There's one scheduled for tonight.
As a part of the ceremony, the elders gather all of the moonstones together to bless the new couple.
And we'll need a huge pound of blessing. We're going to steal the stones, is what I'm saying.
Ah, excellent work.
And I'll be the priest!
So cute.
Congratulations to you both.
Well, there are three of us.
I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
So did you want an invitation? Did you have a plus one?
No, I'm busy.
We would not want to waste your time.
It's a fake wedding.
Well, I'll accept those two Pokemon as a consolation prize.
I mean, normally you'd give us a gift.
Goodbye!
No, he hasn't hung up yet. Persian! Then he hangs up.
Oh, no!
I think that went well.
That went wonderful. He's overjoyed at our overwhelming success.
And he'll be even happier once we give him all of the moonstones in this town.
And all of the newspapers.
And all we have to do is hold up the ruse that you and I are actually a pair of betrothed lovers.
It'll be a piece of cake to fool all of the numbskulls in this town.
And then there's like, you have your rose out when you say that. James has his rose out and there's like a bunch of hearts going backwards. And then Jesse like poses with her back to him basically. And there's like a bunch of stars flying in the background behind him. And then Meowth.
And I'll be the priest!
Speaking of which, do we want to explore the fact that you apparently kidnapped a priest? Or was that just like...
Nope.
No, he's fine. I put him in the newspaper thing.
Meowth has
there's a naked priest in a newspaper, like...
Stole his clothes, but there's no way they fit.
Yeah, you just look like a ghost, basically. You're like...
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh. Who's that Pokemon? It's Paris!
Meanwhile, at the opposite edge of town, because this town apparently only has two directions.
Yeah,
and
there's two edges of town.
There's two ends of town, no matter where you go.
Guys, that was an unmitigated disaster.
That's a big word!
Said the narrator.
And Misty at the same time.
Shocked disbelief.
I had to learn it just to describe this situation. What are we going to do?
Well, I think we have to go save Pikachu.
Duh.
But we don't know where they went.
I wonder if there's any way to find them. Is there any way to find them?
Sure.
Can I make an attention check?
You could.
What? All right, so I roll some dice and then I add some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I can do that. 10? 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh, pranks. Pranks. Can I? The wedding is back on because you see the Dan balloon in the air and they're throwing out invitations saying that the wedding is back.
Perfect.
I was just about to say you find a receipt for Men's Warehouse, but that works too. Where you rent a tuxedo.
There's no subtlety in what Team Rocket
does. No.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you notice that. You notice the Dan balloon off in the distance with a like...
I think it's like when we're like carefully searching for tracks and then like a wedding flyer just falls on the ground in front of us.
Yeah. That's how Pokemon works.
And I think Brock would probably have something to say about it.
Brock does.
Spots.
Brock looks up to see where the thing came from, and for a second, she's like, maybe we could use that balloon in order to find the other balloon we're looking at, and then looks down at the invitation and just goes, no!
And Brock's eyes open really, really wide.
We suddenly discover what color Brock's eyes are.
Well, if black, you look directly like in.
Yeah, you don't want to. It's like
that's
a void.
The void. The void.
You lose yourself in them, literally.
Can Ash roll attention to notice something like odd about these wedding invitations? Namely,
sure.
That someone has cheaply pasted on the pictures of the Team Rocket couple.
Yes.
Oh, way to go, Ash. Wow. So that is a solid 13.
You nailed it. What did you notice that's different?
Wait a minute. These faces are in color, and they're of Team Rocket. And the rest is all black and white.
And not of Team Rocket.
Not of Team Rocket.
And that priest is Meowth.
Brock stops crying.
The priest
crying.
Is on the wedding invitation? Yes.
Absolutely. Meowth made them.
Demanded it.
And I'll be the priest.
Gosh, I don't think the couple's gonna like it when they see that other people are getting married as... Wait a minute.
I bet it's Team Rocket trying to steal all the Moonstones. I bet they bring Pikachu to the wedding, though.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You're right. You're right. We have to stop the wedding. And each wedding that follows it.
He's our man of honor.
Oh.
Nice.
That can be cut in really anywhere, but it would be useful.
Do you, Pika, choose me to be your lawful wedded husband?
Oh, no.
Save the bit.
Okay. Sorry. That was a
Pika
little
do.
Good. Well, we have your vows, then.
We've written our own vows.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We need to do a wedding preparation montage, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. So let's do it. What do we start with?
I mean, I don't know, because I feel like the good kids are just like,
you have to get fancy, though.
Oh, that's true.
And we've got to get the
we've got to get the
star-crossed lovers back together.
Or you could get fancy.
No, I think we got to
do
fancy.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, pranks. We can do both.
Yeah. Okay. We got time.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to do first?
This is great. Ash, we really have to get you into something other than those old gross clothes. You're covered in mulberry stains.
Ash, have you not bathed in 48 hours? We talked about this.
Oh, shucks. Mom didn't remind me.
Here, I'll get you dressed up. And obviously I go into like the local clothing store that is right there, wave my arms around very, very, very fast. And yeah. Ash ends up in a tuxedo that is the same colors as his hat, with the red tuxedo and a little green bow. And Misty is definitely wearing like a knee length dress that is bright yellow, with red bows like all along the sides. Aww. And it's great.
Brock is in a like straight up tuxedo that's slate colored, and there's piping that matches Vulpix, who's still on her shoulder, hair slicked back with black shades on.
Oh. Who's that Pokemon? It's Nidoking.
Which one are we doing first?
Nidoking first, then Nidoking.
Okay.
It's Nidoking.
Awesome. And meanwhile, in the warehouse, how are you guys getting ready for your...
Meowth just like reaches down, pulls, and then he's wearing a priest outfit.
Okay, mm-hmm. Nailed it. James?
There's a shot of James like pulling up the nylons over his legs.
obviously.
Right. And he's like sliding the garter up that he'll have to throw after the ceremony.
Is it an unnecessarily sexual shot? Because that's how you're describing it.
It's a necessarily sexual.
It's deeply necessarily sexual. And of course, you can see as he's rolling up the nylon with his leg like above the shot, Jesse is through that on the other side of the room.
But not looking.
Not looking.
Right. No, that's bad luck.
You can't. Yeah. Bad luck.
Yeah.
Yes. She is. She's combing her hair back into the Her hair is always miraculously the short length that it needs to be whenever she crosses.
And it's not a wig because it's the exact
hair
color.
It's her hair.
Yeah.
Into that. I also love that whenever she's a boy, it's not, it's like a shortened version of the swoop with like a little,
yes,
you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense, but it's great.
So she's does that and then Meowth comes over and pins on her boutonniere.
They grow up so fast.
Beautiful.
We look okay, good. So you guys are fancied
we all look
up.
Great.
Yeah. Pikachu. Oh. I was going to say Pikachu has a tiny bow tie, but.
Oh, no. I mean, does Team Rocket dress up?
We put a bow tie on.
They put a bow tie and a little top hat.
Yeah. We're not monsters.
He's still taped.
No, he's got a bow tie, but he's got a little Team Rocket cap on.
Very definitely.
You got to get him used to being a member of Team Rocket now.
I think that we're also like we're all happy though.
Yeah,
we've been nice to him all day.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, you're one of us.
Oh,
you're really gonna like it here.
We've got so many newspapers.
Read any section you want. We have plenty to spare.
Pikachu is just grabbing little bars, and he gives you like a dirty look. Okay, so good kids.
Wait, Brock calls the potato house.
I guess we'll go get, what's his name? Sting? Sting?
Yeah. Sting onion.
Sting onion.
And Barbara Potato.
Yep. Beautiful Barbara.
Okay. Do we want to do, let's do Sting onion first.
Hey, Mr. Sting. Guess what? Barbara really wants to talk to you. She feels really bad about what happened. You need to come to the town square right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Dress in a tuxedo.
But I've been wearing the same thing for 3 days and crying endlessly.
Well, is that the tuxedo you were going to get married in?
It just so happens to be.
Well, that's great then. You can come with us.
That's perfect.
Make a poise check.
Sure. I will make that check and not Ash.
Maybe 11. Ash is going to try.
11 is medium difficulty. Do you think that's enough? It goes 8, 11, and 13.
To get him to come to the square. I can't go like this. And he starts to head inside to get cleaned
up. You totally can. You look like you're ready to get married or something, hypothetically, if that happened. It might.
But not at least without washing my face.
I suppose that makes sense. Meet us outside in 5 minutes.
No, you send Starmie out, and Starmie lightly water guns.
Oh, perfect. Gross. Perfect, yeah. Starmie, you can help with this.
Roll.
It's Psyduck. Oh no, Psyduck! So Psyduck tries to do it gently, but instead, like, knocks you over, and you fall on the ground in a puddle. Oh,
and he's
sorry.
Completely soaked.
That has to be Psyduck's most powerful water gun ever.
So then Ash has to send out Pidgeotto to dry.
To dry.
You're Pidgeotto.
Go Pidgeotto.
Air dry.
Pidgeotto.
Oh. He probably pulls that off.
It was an 8 plus whatever.
The guy falls over again.
Physical attack, I guess.
And now your hair is all poofy.
Poof.
Yep.
Looking great. Let's go.
It's a new look for you. I think it looks great.
Do you want to try another poise?
I will. Yeah. That's more like it. That's a 13.
That's the highest difficulty setting. So
yeah. Okay.
8, 11, and 13 are there.
Your hair looks amazing. I think it's the new fashion. See? And I take off Ash's hat and try to make it look the same.
Oh, no. As soon as you take off Ash's hat,
it's bad already. Yeah. See? He looks just like this, you know.
I'm so cool.
Oh.
Well, if you think I still have a shot.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
Let's go.
So I think you have a stream shot. I said the narrator.
Thank you, narrator.
So I think we all walk off arm in arm.
Yep.
Cool. And it comes to Brock.
So, back at House Potato, Brock is once again kneeling in front of the door with a flower up, knocks on the door.
You don't have to be there this time, unless you want to.
I was going
to
be, yeah.
why? But
very
yes.
out of breath, Meowth opens the door. Oh, Potato Residence!
Brock opens one eye, looks over sunglasses.
Oh,
what's wrong with with you?
What's wrong with you?
That's a good question, but I don't think we have time to explore right
all
now.
All right, come on up.
Sweet, beautiful, voluptuous, voracious, glorious, wonderful Barbara.
Oh my, is that the voice of gentle Brock I hear?
It is. I'm here to take you to town square where I shall battle.
Will you kill me dramatically to end this pain by quaking a void in my chest, as I pointed out earlier? I have no heart.
I'm here to replace your heart with the heart of the man who broke it, who I will challenge to battle in the town square right now.
What?
Yes.
Wait, you can't go to the town square. And you can't go to the town square. Why don't you both stay here and work this out?
Wait, why do you sound so familiar?
Because you were here earlier.
No, there's something different because you're so out of breath.
Oh, but my butler is right, as I have been locked away in this cavernous mansion, which mirrors the void that is my heart.
Brock goes from being on one knee to both knees and goes, "You've been sitting here being nothing more than yourself. Nothing can compare in beauty."
Why, it would take the help of my 7 attractive sisters to prepare me to be in town.
Let's call them right now. We can take all the time we need.
Meowth just goes and opens a door, and there's like an indoor pool. And there's just like 7 beautiful sisters like hanging out by the pool.
Brock's eyes go like into stars.
He gets Steven Universe eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys are probably going to have to come to this.
Sisters, there is to be a battle downtown and I have to be prepared.
You all need to wear your best.
Yes.
You're all invited.
Please, Brock, you're getting nose blood in the pool.
I'm sorry.
God. Well, why don't you take your time? Like, take a lot of time. Like, days.
Wait, Butler! Where are you going? We need your help!
I have to go open a different door.
The door to the wardrobe?
Oh, that's the Butler always opening doors.
At that moment, Ash and Misty arrive out of breath, and they've just successfully convinced Sting. Yeah.
What's been taking you guys so long?
You can't rush art.
You can.
Oh, okay. Brock, stop hitting on all those people.
That's okay. We're going to do it that time.
Go ahead, Misty.
Brock, stop hitting on all of those girls. We're going to be late.
That's right. Late for my Pokemon battle. Let's go, beautiful Barbara. Take my hand.
Oh, you're leading her to her husband. That's so sweet.
Who I will defeat in battle.
Yes!
Oh my god.
So are you good, James?
Oh yeah. She's fine. She's now wearing her wedding dress. She's got
She's been wearing for the past 3 days.
She's wearing of course. Yeah. But she's also wearing a black veil because she's about to witness
because love
a battle.
Is dead.
Yeah, sure, love is fine. Dead.
Who's that Pokemon? It's Nidoqueen!
Good.
Right.
This is great. I'm really happy with the wedding.
So we're back. The whole town is decked out for this joyous occasion. So these two are beloved eldest children of the two most powerful families in town. So obviously the whole town would turn out for that. I don't need to backwards justify a reason why people would come to this wedding because everybody would. Sting and Barbara Onion Potato are very beloved. And the whole town has been waiting for their union since both of their parents passed away, because without their parents to control the totem Nidoking and Nidoqueen, the industry of the town has ground to a halt, which is all stuff that that our heroes would have figured out in the quarry if they had investigated.
Yeah, but why would we do that?
Right.
Bless.
So,
priorities.
We still have all these rocks.
Yeah, that never went anywhere.
No. Stole a bunch of rocks from the town.
We've been left them in the town in an incredibly inconvenient location.
Yeah, you just left them outside the town sign, basically.
Yep, pile rocks.
Anyway, we're at the cocktail part of the town wedding right now, and, you know, people are swirling champagne. It's very fancy. There's, like, a Farfetch'd in a tuxedo walking around serving hors d'oeuvres on a plate. And let's see, what other Pokemon would serve things?
Mr. Mime.
Definitely Mr. Mime. No, Mr. Mime's like, he's gotta be like doing jester stuff up at the front. You've got a Jigglypuff on the who's singing,
oh,
obviously.
For sure.
Yeah.
Putting people to sleep.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Machamps have like four platters.
Yes. And they're serving.
I can imagine.
Oh, and Graveler, because we know that's a Pokemon that's around there. Mm-hmm. So we've got Graveler serving four things. And
that
so,
makes sense.
Yeah, we're currently in the cocktail hour, and the two guests of honor are up on the stage. And what are you two doing?
We're on two magnificent thrones, pointed away from each other so that
we don't see each other,
because it's bad luck.
And you're also pointed away from the audience, because otherwise the real Sting and Barbara would show up and be perplexed that they're getting married.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
I imagine that Misty would at least try and convince some town elder that all is about to go awry. Probably will fail, but I'll try.
Okay.
So I walk up to the... Do we have a mayor?
What's that you say, young lady?
This is basically a person who looks like the mayor from the Powerpuff Girls. He's like...
Perfect.
He's got like a big top hat and big
What's
mustache.
That you say, young lady?
This wedding is a sham. The people up there are Team Rocket, and they have our Pokemon.
Look! Everyone in this town is attracted to Sting Onion, okay?
No,
we all have to
that.
Swallow our pride and realize that he's found the love of his life, and that's fine.
That's
We're too old for him anyway. It doesn't make sense. It never would. Just keep it in your fan fiction and let him go.
And Misty, like, throws up her hands in disgust and walks away.
It was a good attempt, Misty.
Yep.
This is, I imagine, the hero's only attempt to do something logical. That was a beautiful thing you did, James.
You did it.
Are you going to talk
the wedding?
Are you going to talk about how Sting Onion has an amazing voice?
Really great voice.
Well, Sting Onion is her.
Oh, that's right.
He doesn't have to praise.
Barbara.
He doesn't have to praise me.
Average voice.
Okay, so that attempt aside, what do you guys want to do with your...
Ash wants to find Pikachu.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Look at him, Pikachu.
Ash has a plan to save Pikachu.
So this is how I think it plays out. Just as they arrive is when the wedding is about to start.
It's gotta be, yeah.
Because we took our sweet time.
Yeah. So Pikachu's the ring bearer.
Of course.
Oh no!
And he's in some sort of...
He's like in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, he's in some contraption that, and being like brought down the aisle by someone else.
Yeah,
but he,
I was definitely picturing him in tiny handcuffs, so he can't go anywhere.
Tiny rubber handcuffs, underneath the little pillow that holds the ring.
But
yeah,
why
totally.
Did they put you in the tiny handcuffs? Mm-hmm. Says the little flower girl.
I think Meowth is the flower girl too. Meowth just has a lot of costume changes during this. So Meowth is the flower girl.
You better keep walking.
So then they come up, and then I think instead of the bride and groom like walking up the aisle, their thrones like
turn around very dramatically.
Yeah. So that's like right when you guys walk in, you see like Pikachu, the flower girl's gone, the priest is there now, and then Jesse and James like in the thrones.
Oh no!
We can't let this wedding happen! I object!
I haven't even gotten to that part yet!
I don't know how these things work!
And a bunch of people shush you.
Oh, for sure.
That's, and then, Barb and Sting step into position, the fake ones, and then spotlights hit them.
Of course.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. It's an electric word, life, and it means forever, and that's a mighty long time.
I'm doing great.
I believe that the bride and groom have written their own vows, and I believe they are very fast.
My heart is overwhelmed with passion for Sting Onion. Those soft lips that I yearn to kiss. His graceful legs, long and beautiful. Hips full and round. All under the dominion of his eyes, which are possessed with a sharp and predatory feminine intelligence. A better husband there could not be.
My rose, Barbara, is the perfect flower
with her soft hair and handsome features, tremendous inherited wealth, immaculate fashion sense, and never-ending bounty of emotional support. She's truly the ideal fiancé. I love you, Barbara. Please marry me.
All right, now, do you, Bob, take Sting as your lawfully wedded husband?
Yeah. Do you guys want to?
There's got to be the object line.
Yeah. Like, oh, wait. You gotta does the objection come before or after that?
It comes before.
I think it comes.
No, you ask, hey, you want to marry this guy? Hey, you want to marry this guy?
And then
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How weddings work.
Yeah.
Do you, Bob, Potato, take Sting Onion to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold, to honor and cherish, to adopt a little priest as your very own after the wedding? Do you do that?
I do.
And do you?
I choose you.
Do you?
Perfect. Well, she's got to go. I choose you.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you, Sting Onion, take Bob Potato as your lawfully wedded wife, to have and hold, to honor and to cherish, to adopt a little priest after the wedding, to have as your very own? Do you do that thing?
I choose you.
Right, now if there are any objections, please keep them to yourself.
No, there are several objections.
Several objections ring out like a bell awesome. You guys want to? What are you going to do?
I mean, I think we're going
to challenge them to a Pokemon match.
Yeah, I mean,
first, as the adult, I want to say this whole wedding's a sham, and then point at you, and be like, "You're not as beautiful as the real Barbara." You're pretty close, though.
Oh, please. She wishes.
Then there's a gasp. I guess, how does Barbara react to this?
What?
Like that.
And what do you do about Sting?
And you! You're strangely much more attractive than the usual Sting.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And how does Sting react to this?
Oh,
the
Sting?
Real
Sting.
He's too busy looking at the actual Barbara.
Aww. And how does the real priest tied up and in the newspaper?
I'm sorry, I don't have a quarter.
Shining star.
Okay, so it looks like there's a challenge on the floor.
Sure is.
Team Rocket, you have to give us our Pikachu back.
Yeah, Parasect, get him with your vines.
Pikachu.
Is it really Paris? You don't Paris. Know Paris.
Well, whatever.
Pikachu works for us now. Pikachu, Thundershock.
Presumably Pikachu.
This is gonna work.
Pikachu actually does try to Thundershock, but nothing happens because he's covered in rubber.
Oh. Wait, he does what Team Rocket tells him to?
Well, he tries to Thundershock.
I don't know who he's Thundershocking.
All right. I mean,
I'm using control plants for the Paris attack.
Cool. What are you doing?
To sort of, like, grab Pikachu and, like, bring him over here.
Cool. Why don't you make a control plants check?
Cool. So that is
That's a special.
Special training check.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Yes. 17.
So, basically, Paris shoots out a whole bunch of, like, spores that form into, like, a weird... How does it even make Pikachu?
I think it's, like, I don't know, like, maybe it's, like, a little mushroom wave that
kind of
brings...
Yeah, there's, like, a wave of mushrooms. Gross. Oh, that's vile.
Why can't it just have vines come out?
Wave of mushrooms.
Poison's the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's mushrooms.
Yep.
Oh. It's like a weird, horrible, spongy... Like, yes. You know, like, Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yes.
That awful...
Yeah.
That looks like spoiled pizza.
That's what it is. A fine film.
Great movie.
And Ross, can you roll me a d6 real quick?
Sure. 3.
Okay. So the Pikachu is basically like kind of knocked out by the stench of this horrible mushroom thing. And it's starting to like sneeze violently, basically. But he's near you. He's with you. He's in your arms. Your baby.
Officer Jenny, those Pokeprudes are stealing our Pikachu.
I don't know who. I guess I'm Officer Jenny.
Yeah.
Officer Jenny says,
I'll allow it.
Thanks, Officer
Well,
Jenny.
I tried.
They're ruining our wedding.
Officer Jenny is just scarfing cake right now.
So plot point. Where are the moonstones right now?
They are on a table in the middle of
I was
display.
Kind of thinking maybe they were in the wedding rings, but I don't know.
That's a good idea.
That's better.
Hey, that's better. That. They're in the wedding rings.
Yay.
This whole town produced 2 moonstones.
Yeah.
They're big.
They're very expensive moonstones.
And like, I assume they were about to put rings on. So yeah, the rings are on the table. I mean, I think we got to challenge Team Rocket to a duel, right?
That makes sense to me. That's the only way to settle this.
Distressingly, that is definitely Ash's job to challenge because he's the protagonist.
Hey, Team Rocket, we aren't going to let you get away with this. Time for a rematch.
I'm afraid you're already too late, as the Puka Patriarch and Puka Mocha Matriarch are in our possession. Go, Nido King.
Go, Nido Queen.
Guar.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They both come out of their Pokeballs and stand there menacingly like this.
Cool. I'm gonna go for Starmie. Starmie, go! It is actually Starmie.
Nice.
Ooh. Everyone excited? I'm excited.
What an exciting twist.
Hiya! Guar. What do you do, Ross?
Go for it, Pikachu. And Ash will dramatically remove the rubber.
Pikachu!
And it screams and...
I thought we was becoming friends back there.
Where you're about to find out.
Oh,
this is a true test.
Back.
Brock will point at the fake bar and be like, "You sullied my true love's name, Onyx. Go."
Nice.
Who are you?
You're about to put a rock on it.
Oh man.
Okay, so Onyx comes out and he's like, "Woo!" So we've got Onyx face Onyx, Starmie, and Pikachu facing down against.
Nidoking.
Nidoqueen. And what do you want to do, Meowth?
I'll fight Pikachu.
Meowth has Oh!
Yeah, he fights Pikachu.
It's just going to be that slapping scene from the movie.
No!
I hope it is where we just see Meowth slap the hell out of Pikachu.
Okay, let's start with Meowth and Pikachu. What are the speed stats?
Pikachu's at 6.
And your highest is speed, so how does that play out?
That means I have +3 speed for this.
Yeah, my speed's 5. So
okay, so Pikachu goes first.
All right, and isn't there another bonus as starter?
Yes, your starter has another bonus.
Hey, Johnny, got bad news for you. You're never going to hit Pikachu.
Buddy,
just gonna keep doing agility.
You try to use Payday.
Doesn't work. He starts to use Payday. He slowly loses his ability to speak.
No.
Isn't there an episode where Meowth is being his own trainer in a fight? And I feel like he like runs back and forth. He's like, Meowth, do Fury Splits.
I don't want to think about this. It hurts so bad.
Ross, your ability is static. Whoever knocks out this Pokemon is paralyzed.
Nice.
Of course, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, wait. Your Pikachu has a special ability called Protagonist, which I think I wrote down.
Yeah.
He's better at everything.
Oh, Protagonist. The first time this Pokemon takes an attack that had fainted, it revives once per battle with 1 HP.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Just the first time.
Cool. Well, Pikachu, Thundershock. Actually, no, Thunder Wave.
Strategy.
Yeah. This was all Pikachu's idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he just said Pikachu, go.
Yeah. Do your thing.
I got this.
Ash says that so many times.
So that is a 16.
Versus your special +9.
Yeah, that's 13. So.
Okay. So Meowth is now paralyzed.
Oh, no. Pikachu, I thought you were going to be my little brother.
Oh, man.
You take a -3 penalty to speed and now flip a coin. So let's just say if on odds you get to attack, if on evens you don't get to attack.
Nope.
No.
No. So Meowth is...
That was -3 to speed?
Yeah.
Dang.
As long as you're still paralyzed.
I mean, not that it mattered anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That was too slow.
Okay, now let's do Onyx and Nido.
Which one do you want?
You want to attack Barbara, right?
You want to attack Nido King.
I'll attack Nido Barbara. King.
Cool. James, before Nido King does anything, make a poise check.
Okay. Oh. Don't worry, Pranks. I will.
You need to convince it of your love. And it'll be a 13.
14.
Nice. Nidoking will... Are you taking Nidoqueen or Nidoking?
Nidoking. Oh, no way. I should take Nidoqueen.
It's Nidoqueen, right? Because you have Nidoking.
Sure, we can switch it up.
Yeah. You have Nidoqueen. Nidoqueen will listen to you. It is convinced of your love.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wow. For this turn.
In perpetuity. Till death do us part.
Okay, so speeds.
6.
Nidoking is a 6 too.
All right.
Roll you? Both of you roll 1d6 and we'll see who gets
2.
6.
Okay, so Nidoking goes first.
All right. Nidoqueen is a poison type, right?
Yes.
Okay. So because I took ultimate poison, I'm going to have Nidoqueen use gunk shot.
Ooh, gross. This keeps happening.
Nidoqueen, use gunk shot. I rolled a 6. What's the special attack?
Is a 6.
Okay, so 12. Yep. That is not going to be enough.
It's INA 14 for special defense.
Great.
Onyx, you can respond.
What's the stats for? Can we just go down
all
line?
Sixes.
Okay.
Looks
it's
like
a fully evolved Pokemon.
So that's hardcore. I want to say. Just want to point out that it looks like your marriage is on the rocks.
Oh, damn.
And then
it's doing very well.
I'm going to try roll an earthquake. So are you guys on the platform still? Is it like,
oh, yeah.
With the idea that, and are the moon rings like on the table on the platform?
You're about to give them to each other, yeah.
So I want to rock an earthquake with the hopes that I attack people and also bury these moon rings.
Works for me.
Yep.
Let's find out if it works for Brock. 15.
Nice. 15 matches, and that goes
yep.
to the attacker,
goes to the
right?
Attacker. Cool. Well done. So Onyx, cool. with a mighty earthquake, splits the table in twain, and what do you want to happen?
I want to definitely bury the rings so that it will take a minute, like a substantial minute to get the.
Okay,
the
so the rings go falling down into the table, mm-hmm. And you'll have to search for them basically.
Yep, sure.
And you also do damage. I believe it's extra damage because you're.
Griddity ground.
Our moonstones.
Yeah. So
the way Onyx does it is he launches up into the air and then just kaboom back it down.
So James, Nidoqueen can take one more hit.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
So I took how many?
You took 3.
Ooh boy.
Yeah.
Is it super effective?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because it's ground type against
right,
poison.
Right. Of course.
Okay. Of course. Now let's do Starmie. Starmie on Nidoking. Who's faster?
6.
6.
So okay. Roll.
I got a 4. 3.
Okay,
Starmie first.
Starmie, Water Pulse. Okay, so that's going to be my regular attack. That's going to be a 13.
14.
Damn. So
I think Water Pulse missed.
Yeah, Water Pulse missed. I think it like just like...
Water Pulse is basically like a bloop, 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 bloop thing, and it's basically trying to confuse you. So,
yeah.
Nidoqueen... Oh, I'm sorry. We need to check whether Nidoqueen will listen to you. Whether
Nidoking.
Nidoking will listen to you. So let's find that out.
So how do I...
Poise.
Poise.
Yeah. I wonder, will it listen?
So, 17.
Damn. Okay, it listens.
Okay.
It's convinced of your love. But yeah, the Water Pulse missed, and now Nidoking gets to go.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what attack supports this, but it's a ground type.
Sure.
I took ground type training.
Cool.
I would like to be able to recover the rocks. The moonstones.
Why don't we have you make a magical... We'll just have you make a the terrain check, the same mm-hmm. thing that Onyx would do, and just have you make a special check, a special attack check in order to manipulate the terrain and try to get the rings back.
It would be special training check.
Yeah, right? Special training check.
Okay. Nice try, Brat, but nothing's going to distract us today. Nidoking, get those rocks. Nope, only 11.
Okay, so Nidoking basically... Here's your command,
mm-hmm.
and then walks right over to the table and pokes its face directly in there, but isn't making any real progress at trying to sniff it out.
Cool.
Who's next? Okay, what's next?
Well, Pikachu goes first. Meowth is paralyzed. Pikachu is...
Yeah, but you can react to what happened.
Okay. Pikachu, I thought this was the beginning of something beautiful.
Aww.
Pikachu!
And it slaps your hand away with its tail.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Meowth, put this thing in the ground right now. It had its chance. It's dead.
Let's get it up here on the table.
Oh,
that
yeah,
little dick.
Little dick up on the table. Oh, no.
There is now an actual Pikachu on the table.
Yeah, it slaps the paw you extend in friendship away.
It's so sad. He takes after his ash.
Yeah. He's a real ash hole.
Well, if that's how you're going to be about it.
What do you tell him to do?
Gosh, I feel kind of bad, but
Ash doesn't.
Thundershock.
Ash doesn't feel bad.
Hit him, Pikachu! Hit him while he's down!
God.
Ash sucks.
No, not bad. So does Pikachu at the moment. So that was a special attack, so 6 plus... So 12.
What's your special? It's 9 plus whatever your special defense is.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Special defense?
So that's right there?
Yeah.
4? So, so 9, 13.
Oh.
Okay, so...
No. So Meow, basically Pikachu shoots a bunch of thunder shocks at you, but because you're not moving, Pikachu is shooting a bunch of stuff around you and it just goes right past you. And you can respond now.
Try to attack.
But you can try to attack. Let's see. So if it's an even, you can attack. If it's an odd, you can't.
Odd.
Meowth is still paralyzed with disappointment and rage.
Is Meowth crying?
Poor boy.
Yeah, like,
oh no.
Little tears.
I can't believe I went to seminary for this.
Onyx and Nidoqueen. Nidoqueen.
Okay. Do we roll to see?
Yeah.
5.
2.
Okay. Nidoqueen first.
Yeah.
Does Nidoqueen still love you?
Oh, yeah. We should check.
Yes.
Ops.
That's that's a 16. Nidoqueen use superpower.
What a vague attack move.
That's, I know, right? That sounds bad.
Isn't that a fighting type move?
So I roll 10. It is a fighting type move, but it is on Nidoqueen's move sheet from the internet. I don't know how legitimate this is.
That's fine.
But isn't fighting good against rock? I can't remember.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I think so.
That is, yeah, so that's, I rolled a 10, and I think it's, is fighting special attack or regular attack?
Regular.
So that is a 16.
That matches my...
So,
good lord, it is impossible to hit.
Onyx,
I rolled a 10 on 2d6.
It hits.
I know, I'm just pointing out how hard that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
So how many?
You take 3.
I take 3.
But that was a fighting type move?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Onyx only has 1 left.
1 left for Onyx.
Oh, no.
Onyx can respond.
Do the unexpected.
Onyx, I know you're tired, but if we win this, I'll be over the moon. And then I'm going to roll Fisher.
Stone.
Because of the moonstones, that's why it's funny, yeah.
Beautiful.
I rolled a plus 6, so that's a 17, but Fisher is minus 2 to rolls to hit. It's a 15, so I roll a...
15 matches, okay. So
man.
Still hit.
Fisher is a one-hit KO, isn't
it? On hit, does as much damage as the hit Pokemon has HP.
No! Nidoqueen!
So I like to think that Onyx is like still kind of on his tail, and then he gets hit by Eve, and it's like, oh, but then turns his fall into just squashing.
My beautiful Nidoqueen!
Whack! Get it together!
Right. We have so many more Pokemon!
Okay, I'll let Starmie and...
Oh, you old hag! We're gonna have this wedding back yet! Starmie, Water Gun!
And she's gonna roll Water Gun. Okay, nice. Could be worse. That's a 17.
Oh, gosh, that hits.
Yeah. So Water Gun goes at you. It's super effective.
So that's... Damn. You can take 1 more hit.
Okay.
All right, and that's
and you can respond
with an attack,
mm-hmm. Or whatever
or
you want
to
do.
While I still have ground type mm-hmm. advantage, I'm going to continue to. I guess I still have to. I have to see if my poise.
If it'll listen to you.
Yep, we good. Yeah,
somebody bought poise.
Check it off, Nidoking. Don't listen to her. She's nothing. Find those moonstones.
Make a special attack check.
No.
5 plus.
I gotta think that
5 plus 5.
I gotta 10. Think that Nidoqueen keeps looking at you like what? Like a kid?
I don't
what do you want me to do?
The Nidoking
like attacked, and you're like, go find those rings, and Nidoking is just like,
as he opens up the ground. Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's back to
Pikachu and Meowth.
Pikachu and Meowth.
I love this like soulful conversation.
Y'all are having a bad time.
Pikachu.
Look, Team Rocket's a great company to work for.
Phew.
They've got all kinds of benefits.
Pikachu?
Tons of newspapers.
He's still mad about you lining his cage with newspapers. like he was some sort of pet.
How could you treat Pikachu so poorly? I would never do that.
And by that I mean provide anything for him.
Bold words.
He Pikachu, go go fight that defenseless Meow. yeah, Thundershock. So 12.
This is again. Okay, Meow. Let's see if you can attack.
So what?
You're looking for an even.
Looking for an even. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Yeah.
Meowth gets to go back.
I assume the only attack I know is Fury Swipes.
You can make whatever attacks you want. I don't really care.
I think Meowth canonically only knows Fury Swipes.
He only knows Fury Swipes.
Use Drown. Drown him.
Yeah, you can use Fury Swipes.
Okay. I don't have any attacks on my...
Right,
that's fine. You just make two attacks and they're minus one damage.
Meowth, use a gun.
Meowth, use Fury Swipes. Okay, Meowth. Let's do this.
Is that a 13?
It's actually a 12 because it's minus one because you're attacking twice.
No. It's a minus one on the damage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Attack. Yes.
Oh, 13.
And my defense is 4, so you hit.
Nice. Oh, so that's one damage.
Where does that swipe go? Like right across the face?
Well, he just does like that fury of swipes again. Yeah. Did I go twice? Is that what it is?
You go again. 8, even better.
Yeah.
So Pikachu takes 4 damage.
No.
Two damage.
Pikachu dead. Pikachu!
Pikachu! This hurts me more than it hurts you, Pikachu!
Oh, no!
All right, who's next?
I mean, we need to get these moonstones.
Yeah, we're getting these moonstones. You guys are going down.
I'm
sorry.
I'm getting these moonstones.
We'll see you in hell.
Right now.
It's on.
Which is like approximately where the moonstones are.
Protect me while
I
recover these moonstones.
Of course, darling.
Okay, well, what do you guys want to do with your turns?
I mean, I want to attack again. But
I want to have Onyx dig and get the moonstones for me.
That's a good point.
Nice. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, these two go, then we go.
Okay, great. Go for it.
But Nido King's down, right?
Do I
or
just
Nido Queen's
Nido
down?
Nido Queen's down. Down.
So since the Pokemon's down, I'll just use the feel.
Sure, the
field
move.
Move
and try to get the moonstone.
And try to get the moonstone.
But
sorry, roll.
Since the Pokemon's down, doesn't he get to send out
a
new Pokemon?
Oh yeah, you can if you want.
Yeah,
that's right. Coughing, take him out.
My nemesis.
Coughing.
Who are you? You're not sending out a...
No, I'm not sending out a flying poison type
right.
to fight that rock
yep.
type.
I didn't. I thought you had a Raticate for a second, which also isn't great.
It wouldn't have been great. No, nope. None of them are great, but coughing does know a move that I'm going to use on this Onyx to kill it. So.
I'm worried. It'll probably work.
Actually, Onyx has been a vamp so far.
Yeah,
he's very strong.
It's impossible to hit
Onyx. Onyx is the best Pokemon besides Charizard. Anyway, enough about that. I will dig? Because he goes, Onyx goes first because he's out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So, digging. Not very well, though. I will have 10 dig.
Okay. Onyx can't actually find hard ground in order to dig into. So, basically, Yeah. So, basically, it's like looking for hard terrain to burrow into, but it can't.
Okay.
So, that's its turn.
Cool.
Okay. And you switched.
Yes.
Okay.
Starmie, finish him off!
It's just the
water
male
gun.
Version. We don't know that it's male.
Water gun is again 17. I rolled really well.
Oh no! Yeah. So
such a beautiful. Moment.
So Jesse's just like early seasons. Jesse. Period. Let's be real. Is the angriest person.
Yeah.
So she's at her limit. So she's just like now looking up at Nido King, who looks sad and confused. Oh. Why aren't you finding it? I don't understand what your damage is.
I assume it gets like hit in the back of the head while it's talking to you by a water gun and faints.
Water damage, I suppose.
Nice.
Well done. Nido King basically falls forward and slumps into the back of the table.
Good job, Starmie! And Misty like high fives one of the little arms of Starmie.
Yeah. How does Sting react to this?
Oh, Sting. Actual Sting.
Actual Sting.
I think he's under a table with Barb right now.
Yeah, I think they're hiding under a table. That makes
they're hiding. They both decided to hide when the action started. They hid under the same table.
Aww.
Yes, and their hands are clasped, and they have been working this thing out.
Yeah.
Life is short. Literally, we may die.
They've probably noticed that their parents' Pokemon have been injured.
Yeah.
As Jesse withdraws it, like Sting notices, Barb, my dearest, I think we may need to
recover our parents' Pokemon.
Not after the things you said to me.
I don't... What did I say? Not after the hurtful things you said to me, you mean.
What? I never could say a hurtful or mean thing to you, my love.
But you called me weak.
I would never do any such thing. I think the world of you. Look at your strong, masculine jawline.
And I think the world of you. I would never say a mean word to you.
Why, some playful sprite must have performed a trick on me.
Do you think that those two posing as exactly us, who are just very mean to our parents' Pokemon, and getting married in our stead?
Oh, I thought you meant the two people who attacked our parents' Pokemon. I get it. Because those other people don't look anything like us.
I see what might have happened here, if you take my meaning.
Mm. Well, it's far-fetched.
I think we should cut away from those guys.
Okay. On that, we'll cut away.
Look away.
Meowth and Pikachu in their showdown.
All right, Pikachu. Third time's a charm.
Kick him while he's down.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Gosh, Pikachu.
Pikachu's been tied up all day.
He's not bad time. He's not feeling very limber.
Is it four to take someone down?
Yeah.
You can do it.
I know.
You gotta
murder him. Bless your Geodude.
Yeah, that's just...
We toss a potion at Meowth.
Well, it's only 12, so... Mm-mm. Still...
Do it. All right, let's see if you can attack.
Am I looking for even?
Yeah, you're looking for even.
Yes!
Oh, okay. Oh no! Okay.
Oh, wait, I mean boo.
For your protection.
Yeah, it's true.
It's hard not to cheer for Meowth.
It's true.
Oh.
Whoa.
Meowth.
So that's 10.
Fury swipes.
Okay, but I get to go again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're talking. 15?
Oh, yeah.
Meowth, use Fury swipes!
Ow!
Pikachu still got one hit point left, though, right?
Pikachu has 2 hit points.
Yeah. Pikachu has 2 more hit points.
Say a thing. Say a sad thing.
There's still time for us.
That's so sad.
Oh my God. Team Rocket.
Coughing. Use Destiny Bond.
Dum-dum-dum.
Coughing is trying to take Onyx with it.
Onyx, you got a great job, but it's time for a different sort of Pokemon. And I will bring back Onyx and
excellent.
Put out Geodude.
Oh, it's still Rock.
We're doing great.
This is awesome.
It's going great, guys.
All right, who's next?
Geodude.
And the two of us.
You too.
Misty.
Okay. Well, Starmie's doing fine. Is Misty going to bring out another Pokemon?
Yeah.
You mean Jesse?
Jesse, sorry.
Nah. Time for Ekans to do her things.
Ekans.
Got a snake pun? I don't got anything.
It's time to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Done.
Thank you. It's time to wrap this up. Go, Ekans.
Ekans.
Okay, what's Ekans' speed?
6.
What's Starmie's speed? 6? Okay, 6. Roll to see who goes first.
Anyway. Put them in a neat little bow.
Because I just, I fainted. Nice.
Starmie, you can finish this one off too. Water gun! No.
Not like that!
Not
oh!
You give me Pikachu?
I celebrate your every loss.
She's real mad, but she didn't hit. This.
That was a fail. And now, next turn.
So it would be me?
No, because you switched.
Or it's Pikachu and Meowth until one of them dies. All right,
Pikachu. This time, really feeling it. Finally.
There we go. Oh.
15.
Yeah, that hits.
No.
Pikachu!
What are your words?
Another day, another time. Farewell, Pikachu.
Did that knock me out?
Yeah. Well, actually, it makes you unable to battle, but you can still comment. And I'm going to say you can still do stuff.
Yeah,
you just
battle. We're not locked out until we blast off.
Yeah.
So I'll run away then.
Yeah.
I'm gonna actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna run and try and get the moonstones.
Okay. So Meowth has fled from battle, so you win.
Way to go, Pikachu!
Okay, Becca.
Sup? Do I go first? I still do not understand who goes
first. Yeah, what's Geodude's speed, I guess?
Yeah. Four.
Four? I got five.
Okay, so you go first.
Coughing. Use explosion.
Oh, right. That's a real move.
That's a real move.
All of the people in the wedding start screaming and running away.
They've been fine up until now.
You've experienced this horror thanks to Team Rocket.
The lines are coming out of him.
What? So I just rolled an 11. Add that to my attack power. That comes to a 17.
Damn. Either way, it will hit me.
Okay. Both coughing and Onyx faint.
And Geodude.
Oh, sorry. Geodude and both Geodude and coughing.
Does Onyx faint as well?
No, Onyx was fine. Destiny bonded.
No, but it went back
into it. Oh, Onyx is fine. Right.
It's back in a ball. Though.
Onyx was back in a ball. you basically exploded your Pokemon and exploded Geodude as well.
Take that, Geodude.
Meowth has two little Team Rocket like pendants, you know, like the little triangle pendant, and he's waving them around like,
yes!
Go Team Rocket! Get those fucking twerps!
So now we've just got Ekans out on the board, right? And somebody's got to get those moonstones. But we're close. I mean, we're gonna get this done. All right, Starmie, finish him off, like, and don't be bad at it this time. And is going to do Water Gun! Nope, that's not going to do it. 13?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay. The Ekans, I assume, like, dodges out of the way, some cool thing.
Ekans, just snakily dodges.
Kat and I are both waving our hands back and forth like snakes on this radio medium.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
You're up, snake lady.
Ekans, getting close. Don't allow it to shoot you. Use wrap. So it shoots in real close, all snakily, and then wraps around Starmie and starts squeezing.
No! Makes that noise.
Mm-hmm. Make a physical attack.
Yeah, the bind noise.
Yeah. Physical attack?
17?
That'll hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do one damage to it, and Starmie is wrapped, so you'll have to make a physical training check to get out of the wrap if you want to attack.
Physical training? Cool.
Yeah. As the battle rages around them, the young lovers notice a familiar figure sneaking off with the moonstones.
It's me!
Butler, why have you stolen the wedding rings?
I'm not a butler! I just worked for you! For free! It was all part of the plan! Don't you see? All that time, I wasn't really a butler!
Sting, darling, we can't let him get away with this!
Don't you see that those are ours, and we're in love, and this is cruel?
Then how come I'm wearing one ring on each finger on each of my hands? Looks like mine to me!
Why would you do such a thing?
'Cause I'm evil!
Gentle butler, I mean, you just look so much like a person with that collar on. I can't.
Maybe this will help.
I just rip it off and I'm.
It's a Pokemon.
Who talks?
Gentle Meowth, I appeal to you from the bottom of a broken heart. Over these past few precious days, you have seen me bereft of love. I saw you out there battling that Pikachu who denied you the love that you gave to it. Could you show us the kindness that Pikachu could not and return our wedding rings?
Wow. You really make a good case.
Pikachu walks in slowly to them.
But not good enough!
And he grapples up to the, to the hot air balloon. He like walks up. Basically, like, bounces onto their heads and then up to the hot air balloon.
And Spike, like, jumps up once, twice, and then grabs onto his foot.
What? Can you let go?
Get back here with my soon-to-be husband! And she grabs onto his legs.
All three of them. Yeah, and all three of them are slowly starting.
The balloon's Pikachu looks up to where Meowth is clutching the rings and is clutching the balloon. looks at the three of you hanging off of the balloon, says, Pika, and then, Joe! And the thunderbolt shocks the balloon, popping it.
The Dan balloon?
The Dan balloon is popped.
Poor Dan.
How are we going to blast up? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out. I think one really important thing I want to note. Barbara falls, breaks her neck, and dies. She dies because Pikachu murdered her.
Officer Jenny looks up from the cake, walks over, arrests Pikachu for manslaughter.
Okay, if you have an idea of how to blast off, we don't need to have Pikachu.
No, do that.
No, please do that.
Doesn't Team Rocket have to blast off altogether? So yeah, maybe just yeah. The balloon
literally
just comes
anything
down.
Can anything provide weak. Enough force for us yeah. to blast.
Cool.
Again, it Pikachu has to just be the Nido King and Nido Queen.
Probably then.
The Nido King and Nido Queen have to like uppercut us all.
Cool.
Pikachu's
just going to hit the balloon, making the balloon come
down. The balloon will come down. We don't need the balloon.
Okay.
Is it just me or is the ground getting bigger?
The ground rushes up to meet Meowth, and then the two lovers basically land harmlessly for some reason.
Yeah, three-point landings.
For both of them.
They're acrobats. It's a very acrobatic tradition.
We haven't mentioned that in the show yet.
And they both catch their wedding rings.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, perfect.
What do you guys want to do?
Heal up Nido King and Nido Queen.
They hand them to each other, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
And then ring pop style, they lick them.
Smooch. They do a smooch.
Yeah, they hand wedding rings. Smooch.
A naked man runs into the...
Stop!
Well, they do this in front of a newspaper thing, and Meowth had landed on top of it,
and it pops open. The real priest rolls out.
Oh, no.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
And with that, the rings begin to glow, and the Pokeballs that contain the totem Pokemon of Mulberry Town begin to shake and quake. Out comes Nidoking and Nidoqueen, fully awake and totally healed up.
They now pronounce you a man Pokemon and wife Pokemon.
I now pronounce you Nidoking and Nidoqueen.
Oh, yeah. Nidoking and Nidoqueen. I now pronounce you Nidoking and Nidoqueen.
And then there's a bunch of wedding bells ringing.
Hey!
And
wedding bell sprouts.
Yeah, wedding bell sprouts.
Our Pokemon.
It's like rain on our wedding day.
Officer Jenny has finished eating cake. You guys need to blast off. How do we blast off?
The two Pokemon have
to attack us.
Yeah, okay, for sure. So you two need to give those orders.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're going to talk to yourselves.
Yeah.
Damn it! You give us back those rings!
It's time for the two of you to face justice! Nidoqueen!
Nidoking!
Attack!
As the brawny Pokemon thrash their tails into the air, Team Rocket, all three of them, are sent flying off into the distance.
The way it's done is like... And it's like a three-way split screen of each of us getting uppercutted or whatever.
Looks like Team Rocket's blasting off again!
Bing! Hey, look, guys! We defeated Team Rocket again!
Yeah, we're so good at this!
We're awesome!
Brock is just crying.
My bride!
My bride!
Wow, guys, this cake was great. Did anything illegal happen while my back was turned?
Absolutely not!
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome back in Mulberry Town anytime.
Hey, how about in return for our invaluable help, you give us a moonstone? Please?
No.
That's like the family heirloom. They're like the two most expensive rocks in the whole town.
More important. Not these ones, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
It makes sense that Asher get himself a moonstone.
All right, fine. You can get one moonstone.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have liked the opportunity to... offer you a reward instead of you just rudely suggesting it.
It just seems like it's what we
sort
deserve.
Of half-civilized man weed.
Hey.
But sure.
Hey, I washed today.
While we're giving things away, does anyone have any pants?
Oh, Ash has some. He can give you his pants while he wears a tuxedo.
These are covered in mulberry juice. And then the priest does that thing where he goes from standing to like lying on the ground.
Brock, do you think you're going to be able to go on with your broken heart?
Brock is just crying and eating cake. And Pikachu comes up and is wearing the sunglasses Pikachu is and just pats Brock Pika. On the shoulder and goes, Pika, Pika.
As our heroes dance and drink into the night, they've learned that, wait, they don't drink. They're 10 years old. They do drink. They drink soda.
I think they all drink mulberry juice.
That's fine.
That's what everyone's drinking.
As our heroes dance and drink mulberry juice into the night, they've learned that love conquers all. Even Pokemon. Hey, don't go away. The Poke Rap is next.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. We did a thing.
Thanks for joining us on our Pokemon journey, and a special thanks to all six players who made my first outing a blast. Send comments to @adventure_OSN on Twitter. Adventure is part of the OneShot Podcast Network. The OneShot Network is currently hosting a Patreon drive to prepare for its 4th anniversary. The network is funded almost entirely by listeners who support us on Patreon. That pays for equipment and games, takes us to conventions, and helps support the people who bring you these shows. We're hoping to bring you even more contributors, and to do it, we're bringing back one of the most popular actual plays OneShot has ever done. In order to unlock Feng Shui 3 is the anniversary series that OneShot will feature in August. We want to increase our Patreon to $7,500 a month. If you listen and like what we do, consider supporting us at the $5 level. That gets you access to the Secret Archive, where you'll be able to listen to the first part of Feng Shui 3 right now. Just head over to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast for more information. See you next time, heroes.